Good morning. We're continuing with the Chayodom, Klach of Dalet, Simen Lamed. So he's taken us three steps back, and he says, "B'mokam shekol ha'psius yamed." And he's taken us three steps back. He should stand there. So now, stand there means 2 points. The first point is he should stand facing forward. He shouldn't turn around. And the second point means he should stay there and he shouldn't move forward again. And he points both of these out. Lo yachzer ponov letzibur, ad sheyasayim hashas tfilosei. So the person should not turn around. He should face forward. And he shouldn't turn around facing the tzibur. Until the chazan finishes davening. So now, why is that? He says, so from here it indicates what he's saying means till the chazan finishes his private Shemoneh Esrei and starts the Chazaras Hashatz, so I shouldn't be turning around. I'm looking forward. People don't notice what I'm doing. And they're going to assume that I'm davening. I'm looking around the other directions. People notice I finished davening. And people might wonder how I finished davening so quickly. And they might be chosher that maybe I didn't say everything that I was supposed to say. So therefore, it's better that I shouldn't be wandering around, looking around, etc. I should stay focused forward. And people will not necessarily notice what I'm doing, and they will assume that I davened appropriately. That's the reason the Chayotim gives. The Mishabura gives a second reason, which is based on the Taz, that we're concerned about that it'll be it will affect other people's kavano. When you're looking forward, you're not looking at anybody else. When you're looking around, you're looking at the person behind you, the people next to you. So you're going to be looking at other people that tends to distract them, and you're going to cause a bit of their kavana. So just parenthetically, so kal v'chomer, if I'm going to be standing there and talking, or talking while other people are davening Shemoneh Esrei, that's inappropriate because I'm affecting their kavana negatively, I'm distracting them, etc. Many times you'll find that somebody's davening Shemoneh Esrei, and people are standing right next to him and talking and schmoozing, and that's definitely... So he has a chiyuv to try and stay as focused as possible and ignore the people around him who are talking. And the people around him who are talking have a chiyuv to try and be careful and respect this person's tefillah and not distract him. So that's the first point that the Chayotim says, that a person should stay facing forward. The second point is, so preferably I should wait until the chazan starts Kedusha before I return back to my place. Alternatively, at least until the chazan starts Chazar Sashatz, the Mishabura says we see that it's preferred to wait till Kedusha, unless the area is very crowded, and by standing there, I'm sort of getting in people's way, and therefore it's acceptable to move forward once the chazan starts Chazar Sashatz. Now, why do we wait to this point? So the idea of stepping back is taking leave from our master. And if I walk back, if I step back and then immediately step forward, it shows, as it were, that I'm not really taking seriously this idea of stepping backwards, that I stepped away from the presence of the master. You don't run back to the place, indicates that it was not so important to me, this idea of stepping away. And therefore, it's best to stay there. You know, I've just stepped away from the presence of the king, and I'm not comfortable moving forward back into the presence, as it were, because I have no right to go back right now. Until, as it were, I'm forced to go back to my place, because since it's appropriate to say Kedusha in the person's malkum, the person that's part of the tefillah, and tefillah should be said preferably in the person's malkum. So therefore, when I go back by Kedusha, it doesn't look like I'm not taking my act of stepping backwards seriously, but rather I have a new imperative, a new issue which I need to do, which is forcing me to move forward, which is the Kedusha. Now, the person does not necessarily have to move forward. He could stay where he is. It's not a chiyuv gomer to move forward. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah does learn that you do not need to move forward, and you can stay where you are. Then he quotes the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says that there is an opinion that you need to move forward because we mentioned the idea of having six steps, not three steps. So it's three steps back and three steps forward counts as my three sets of steps. And that would be a way to make that halacha. So the Magen Avraham would say that according to that, a person really has a chiyuv to move forward in order to fulfill that opinion of the three steps, both directions. So that's the point that we want to cover for today, that a person should only move forward when he's forced to. By Ma'ariv, that would mean when Kaddish starts, and by Friday night, that would mean when Vayechulu starts. And we'll talk about this more in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.